Today I want to tell you about a poor peasant who often did not have enough to eat. And in fact, some days he didn't have anything to eat at all. And one night when the cupboard was bare, a terrible storm started to blow against the little hut where the peasant lived. The winds blew hard, the rain fell hard, and amid all the rattling, he thought he heard a knocking at the door. And as he went to see if someone was out there, he said to himself, "I hope whoever is knocking isn't hungry, because we don't have anything to eat in this house tonight." And he opened the door, and there was a man wearing a cloak. And as he stepped inside, there was water from the rain just pouring off the cloak. And so the peasant in the hut, he took that cloak and he hung it on a peg so it could get dry. And he brought the visitor over to the fireplace, and he put him as close to the fire as he could, and he said, "Oh, you must be so cold here. Sit here and warm yourself." And because he wanted to be able to offer hospitality, even though he didn't have anything, he said, "What can I bring you to eat?" And the guest said, "Whatever you have will be enough." And so the peasant went and opened his cupboard, thinking that it was going to be completely empty, but there, to his surprise, there was a piece of a hard, dry loaf of bread. So he put it on the plate, and he poured a cup of water, and he brought these things out to the stranger, and he said, "The food be blessed." He was embarrassed because it was not very much and not very good. So he said it in kind of a sad voice. But the stranger said, "The food is blessed." And he took the bread and he broke it. And just then there was another knock at the door. "Oh dear," said the peasant, "this little piece of bread might be enough to stave off your hunger for the night, but certainly we don't have food for any more people." But the guest said, "Where one is fed, 100 can dine. Open the door." So the peasant went and opened the door, and there stood two more men, each wearing cloaks dripping with water, which he hung up. They came in and they greeted the first guest like he was a friend of theirs. And as they sat down, the first man said, "Could you bring a couple more cups of water? And do you have any fish?" The peasant was shaking with embarrassment. He said, "No, I don't have any fish. All I have is a fish tail. We ate the fish. The only thing left is a tail. That's no good." And the guest said, "Please bring the fish tail." And so the peasant went and he got a plate and he put the fish tail on the plate and he brought two cups of water and he put it down on the table and he kind of whispered, "Let the food be blessed." And the guest said, "The food is blessed." And just then there was another knock on the door. And the peasant said, "Please don't tell me you want me to go open the door. It isn't fair for me to have everyone see how poor I am." But the guest said, "Where one is fed, 100 can dine. Go open the door." So he opened the door, and this time three guests. And he hung up their cloaks, and he got a bench and pushed it up to the table. And he went to get some glasses of water, and he put them down on the table. And he saw that those plates had become platters full of lots of pieces of bread and lots of whole fish cooked and ready to eat. And he was astounded. And the first guest said, "Do you have an egg? Or maybe even the shell of an egg?" Well, the peasant started to shake his head, but then he remembered some little birds had recently hatched in a nest that was in the eaves up under the outside of his house. And so he went outside in the wind and the rain, and sure enough, little pieces of the egg that those birds had hatched out of, the eggshell, was laying on the ground. And he gathered it up, he came inside, he put it on the table, and he brought it out to the plate to the table, and he said, "Let the food be blessed." And the guest said, "It is blessed." And there was another knock on the door. And you know, by the end, there were 13 guests with their cloaks hanging to dry, gathered around that table, eating the food. And it seemed that the first one, was the master. And then there were the other 12. And they ate as hungry people eat, which means they ate a lot. But even so, when they were finished, there was still plenty of bread and fish and a steaming platter of eggs that the peasant and his family would have food to eat for many days to come. And when they had eaten their fill, they wrapped up in their cloaks, which were now dry and warm. They lay down on the floor. They slept. And in the morning when the sun came up, they thanked the peasant and they went on their way. And as he watched them, it seemed to him they were walking straight into the rising sun, and then they were gone. And our peasant friend never forgot that night. He was never afraid again to share his food. And every time he said the words, "Let the food be blessed," he remembered that where one is fed, 100 can dine. And he remembered that giving is what allows us to receive many blessings. So let's join hands and we'll say a prayer. Dear God, we want to say thank you. Thank you for friends and family gathered around a table. Thank you for teaching us to trust your loving care and your abundant provision for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.